There's a famous quote, very likely misattributed, wrongly attributed to St. Francis of Assisi, that says, preach the gospel at all times and when necessary, use words. You heard that quote before? It has merit. Of course, it's saying that the way we preach the gospel is first by actions, that we by our love and by our faithfulness to our religion, that will be a means of people seeing Jesus at work in your life. And a key way, like here, we love hospitality. Hospitality is a key way that even Jesus himself would evangelize, would spread his love to others. He would sit with sinners all night and recline with them. It's powerful. It cuts through. At the same time, though, we do need to actually preach the words. We do need to communicate the great story of Jesus, the kerygma, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the reason why we are here, why we're Christian, why we believe. That is actually something that we are commanded to do, to go out to all nations and to preach the good news. What is the good news? How would you describe it? How would you describe the great story of Jesus, his life, death, and resurrection to someone who is close to you, or who is your family, or is a person of peace, meaning they're open, they trust you, and they're curious? How would you, when asked, you know, why do you believe in this? You know, what is that all about? What is Christianity about? Our Catholic faith of recent times really has pushed this thing called new evangelization. And so John Paul II in South America, his bishop's conference, was talking about we have to have new ways of evangelizing the same message, the same core message of the good news, but expressed in different ways, using new methods, but a new ardor. Expression, methods, and ardor. It's the same core message, but just expressed in ways that people understand, with new ways. So how can the question that leaves us with the question for today is that yes, we want to preach this good news, and we want to do it in a way people understand. So can I encourage an activity? You don't have to do it now, obviously. Maybe you might think, okay, what if someone were to ask me, what's the good news? How would I answer them? How would I communicate that into a simple way? Because evangelization is not too hard for anyone. It's not too hard. It's meant to be simple. It's meant to be something that we can just... A friend asks us, well, why do you go to church? Well, because I believe in Jesus. And in my life, I actually found him to be real. And I believe what the church teaches because it's really changed my life. I believe that he was born, that he died, and awful love for us, and that, you know, I really encountered him in my heart, and, you know, that type of thing. People understand. You might like to think about that from today, because there's power. When we do that, that's part of this gospel, is when we find that when we reach out to spread the good news, we move in the power of the Holy Spirit. It will be accompanied by signs. That's what it says in the Bible, accompanied by signs. So we pray that the Holy Spirit will give us the grace to express our faith and to draw others into this wonder of the good news. Amen.